FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police have shot dead five murder suspects in Hammersdale, west of Durban. Law enforcement teams received intelligence that the gang was travelling on Mopela Main Road yesterday. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Nchuenda says the suspects ignored instructions to stop and opened fire on the officers. All five were killed in the gun battle last night.
A thorough search was yet to be conducted inside the suspect's vehicle. However, three firearms were found in the possession of the suspect.
He says they were linked to the murders of two police officers as well as a couple.
The suspects were wanted for the murder of a 66-year-old man who was shot and killed at his home at Ekwandeni area on Friday last week. The man had survived a hail of bullets in January and his wife was shot and killed at their home in February this year. Investigations are continuing and there are possibilities that suspects could be linked to more violent crimes.
If you're on Mgeni Road, please be cautious. A protest has been underway on the Durban side in the Springfield area. Authorities say demonstrators have set fire to tyres, wood and rubbish in the middle of the road. Electron Road is also a no-go area for now. Now, the first group of white South Africans selected by Washington for resettlement in the United States has flown out of the country. Transport officials say the group of 49 Afrikaners departed on a private chartered flight from Oratambo International last night. They were granted refugee status through an executive order by U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this year. He made the offer to white Afrikaners who he claimed had faced racial discrimination. The South African government rejected the claims, calling them unfounded. American officials are expected to receive the group in Virginia today. Transport's Colin Mcebe has told Newsroom Africa that all the passengers were vetted.
Part of the conditions of this permit that was approved is for all the passengers to be vetted. And that is falls outside of our scope as the Department of Transport. It has to be done by the SAPS or the state security. But of course, we do not want to allow somebody who's got a criminal case pending to be leaving the country.
Last week, the South African government voiced concerns at the news that the U.S. had started processing alleged refugees, describing the resettlement as politically motivated. Government says, though, it won't stop people who want to leave from doing so. And the U.S. and China say substantial progress has been made during trade talks in Switzerland. They've been discussing the trade war affecting the world's two largest economies. Goods going from China to the U.S. are currently facing 145% tariffs. Products going the other way are being taxed at 125%. Jameson Greer is America's trade representative ambassador.
Just remember why we're here in the first place is the United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit. So the president declared a national emergency and imposed tariffs. And we're confident that the deal we struck will help us to resolve, work toward resolving that national emergency.
China's vice premier says the talks were in-depth and candid. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Nottingham Forest, they qualify for Europe for the first time in 30 years. We'll recap what happened this weekend at the Soweto Derby final in Durban. And South Africa with two more medals at the World Relay Athletics.